Beers with Chad.
Hey everybody, what's up? Chad Wesley Smith here. Another episode, Beers with Chad. Cheers. Tonight I am drinking Superfan from Odd 13 Brewing. It's at a Lafayette, Colorado, 6.5%. I'll just read you their little description. What started as a math error by one of our brewers became one of our most sought-after beers ever. Dry hopped at four times the rate of regular codename, It's Back, but only in limited quantities and only for special occasions. As always, I got this from Tavour. Cool app. Get beers from all over the country. So if you can't find it at your local store, delivered right to your door, check it out through the link in my profile. One's pretty good. Not my favorite, maybe a 3 out of 5, but pretty good. This week's Jug Life is brought to you by RX Bar. Don't let the CrossFit part of things turn you off there. RX Bar, very tasty. Nice for me. Train a lot early in the morning, jiu-jitsu. You know, got to be there at 6:30. Don't really feel like making breakfast. Grab a coffee, grab an RX Bar. Easy to just get going with that. This week on the Juggernaut YouTube, we had Jug Life Live from Dallas, Texas, where Max is talking about the snatch. We answer some questions. Always a good time with the live crowd. The gym we were at, D-Town CrossFit, one of the nicest CrossFit gyms that I've ever seen. So you can see a little tour of that on there. We had a Strength History Minute with Al Feuerbach. Al Feuerbach, shot putter and a weightlifter from the 70s. His look of headband, kind of long hair, beard, wild mustache was a big inspiration. If you've ever seen me compete in powerlifting with my headband on before all the kids were doing it, your man CWS was rocking the headband, and Al Feuerbach was a big inspiration for that. We'll also continue our Addressing Weak Point series. This week, talking about strength off the chest in the bench press. Continue our Jerk Pillars series as well. So I just got back 2 days ago, from New York, where I was for the Juggernaut Performance Summit. Very, very good time. About 130-ish people joined myself, Dr. Mike, Dr. Quinn, Max, and Dr. James to talk about all things strength, training, diet, mobility, recovery, motivation, all that great stuff. If you have an opportunity to check those events out, do so. We will be opening registration very soon for another performance summit coming up in Southern California, Newport Beach, in October, so be on the lookout for that. Always fun for me at those kind of events. You know, we've done a lot of stuff in the New York area to see people who are at, you know, their third, fourth, maybe fifth Juggernaut event in that area. They keep coming back because they're really good events. Also out there in New York, I got to see a man, Joe DeFranco, one of the biggest inspirations in creating Juggernaut. I got to fly a red-eye flight out Thursday night, which was not a great time for me. The guy next to me on the red-eye, three bathroom breaks on a red-eye flight. Three times he had to stand up to wake me up so I could get out of the way for him to go to the bathroom. I'd like to give him the benefit of the doubt that he was waterloading for a meet, but he definitely had never lifted in his life, so instead he was just annoying the shit out of me, waking me up over and over. Three bathroom breaks on a 5.5-hour red-eye flight, that should not be allowed. He should have been immediately taken into custody, in my opinion, upon our arrival, but I digress. About 1.5 hours of sleep for me, maybe shitty airplane sleep. Flying Thursday night, got to New York on Friday morning, and then got to head over to New Jersey to see Joe DeFranco on what was almost the 10th anniversary, almost to the day, the 10th anniversary of my first trip to DeFranco's during my senior year of college, which without a doubt was one of the biggest influences. Joe DeFranco, one of the biggest influences on me creating Juggernaut. So that was pretty fun to go hang out with him. I got a little squat workout in, getting not real strong by my standards, but inching up there, did 605 for six, high bar squat, which for being off an hour, hour and a half of sleep and sitting on an airplane for a while, not too bad. Would have liked to get eight reps there, but decided not to try and push it for those last two. Then record an episode of Joe's industrial strength show, where we talked about all kinds of stuff from, you know, how I've run Juggernaut, my back rehab, sport performance training, jiu-jitsu, all sorts of stuff. So go over and check that out. That is the Industrial Strength Show by Joe DeFranco. Also, while I was in New York, I got to train at the Henzo Gracie Academy, home to, you know, Coach or Professor John Donahair, the Donahair Death Squad, very renowned group of particularly no-gi grapplers. Got to meet Coach Donahair on Monday morning. Been trying to get him on the podcast. Tried again. He was kind of in the middle of coaching, so he didn't get too much time to talk. But hopefully John Donahair responds to my DM. If you're watching, Coach, we'd love to have you on. Talk about what I think is a really phenomenal thought process he has toward skill acquisition, teaching, and coaching. If you haven't listened to his episode of the Joe Rogan Experience, definitely do that. Very, very worthwhile and wide, applicable on a wide range of coaching and really just teaching ideas that go well beyond jiu-jitsu, really any sport you're working with. Go check it out. John Donahair, Danaher, on the Joe Rogan podcast, hopefully soon on the Jug Life podcast. And whenever I go to train at a new school, which I've gotten to do on a couple occasions now, while I'm traveling for meets and seminars and all that good stuff, it's definitely a nerve-wracking experience. Even though Henzo Gracie and Gracie Baja, where I train, you know, a lot of kind of overlap, alliance in that. It's nerve-wracking to see, like, well, how are they going to do the warm-up? You know, are they going to be way better than me? How is the class structured? Just a kind of a nerve-wracking thing. So fun to jump in there, challenge myself. Thank you to the professors at Henzo Gracie. Don't worry, I did quite well for myself, I thought, but things are coming along because I'm getting ready to compete probably while you're listening to this, maybe even after, or maybe it will be in the past when you listen to this. I will be in Las Vegas, leaving tomorrow morning, competing on Friday in the International Novice, because still a white belt, International Novice competition out there in Las Vegas. Got all sorts of tournaments going on, so I've been training hard for that. Had my last hard training this morning, Wednesday morning, then saw my chiropractor, Dr. Joe Hood. He worked on mostly soft tissue therapy, just helping me make sure that I'm as recovered as possible for this tournament. Should be a good time. You know, everyone's always asking me, how do you combine powerlifting and jiu-jitsu together? First off, that's not necessarily what I am doing. I'm not trying to simultaneously prepare for powerlifting competition and jiu-jitsu tournaments. But I am, you know, lifting pretty hard, lifting 4 days a week right now. So I train in the gym, in the weight room, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, Saturday. Monday is mostly dedicated to the deadlift and back training. Wednesday, bench press and accessory upper body work. Fridays for the squat and other lower body training. And then Saturday, a secondary bench press day. Then with jiu-jitsu on top of that, I typically train on Monday nights, where I do the advanced class at my school, Gracie Baja headquarters in Irvine, California. And that'll be, you know, some drilling, some specific training, some guard rotation, some live rolling. After that, I'm normally training about an hour and a half on Monday night, come back on Tuesday night, and typically we'll just do our fundamentals class, so much lighter, lower belts, mostly white and blue belts. Learn a couple techniques, do a little bit, 10, 15 minutes specific training at the end. And then Wednesday morning, I come back for some private training with my main coach, Brent Littell. And that is, whatever Brent wants to teach me. that day. He's got, I think he's really excellent teacher in terms of, you know, having a directed plan for what we're going to work on every session, a long-term kind of curriculum that he's working on with me, and some really useful learning and memory techniques as far as, you know, he's showing me what the technique is, then I'm drilling it, then at the end of class, or at the end of the lesson when we review, he'll have me talk through step by step as I execute the techniques from that day, and then I write them down after that step by step, really helping ingrain those with, you know, whatever type of learner you are and whatever way you respond to one of those ways that's really going to click for you. And I think doing all of them is even more beneficial because it's just really going to help ingrain that and get it towards, you know, to where it can become unconscious competence, and you don't have to think about, you know, okay, his hand is there, so that means I do this move. Well, how did I do that move? You don't have to think like that. It just happens. And that's, of course, what you see in these high-level jiu-jitsu practitioners, and they can just make it happen. Then on Thursday night, I'm often doing two classes, the fundamental class and the advanced class back-to-back. So it'll be 2 hours of training, and typically won't do any live training then. Friday off from jiu-jitsu, come back on Saturday with our competition class, which is a bit more varied at the Gracie Baja headquarters. It could be more conditioning heavy with a lot of you know, various drills up and down the mat. Sorry about that. Bear crawls, you know, wheelbarrows with the partner, shrimping back and forth across the mat, that kind of stuff. Running, maybe some agility drills. It might be a lot of specific training, you know, an hour of specific training, starting from various positions, side control, back, turtle, half guard, you know, whatever Professor Philippe wants that day. It might be a lot of drilling and then live training, but that's how I finish the week and then take Sunday off. So, you know, if you want to combine hard lifting, like you're preparing for a powerlifting meet or a weightlifting meet for that matter, as well as jiu-jitsu, the main component that you need to take into account there is managing what days are your hardest, most intense days, and what days are lighter days. So in the structure that I'm using, you know, Monday has hard jiu-jitsu, you know, advanced class and live training with hard lifting in the deadlift. Tuesday is no lifting and just the fundamentals class, so that's definitely a low day. Wednesday, I have my private training with Brent. That's a hard morning of training, and then bench press, so another high day. Thursday, no lifting but a lot of jiu-jitsu, so we'll call that maybe a medium day. Friday, hard lifting in the squat, but no jiu-jitsu, so I'll call that another medium day. Saturday, lighter lifting, hardest jiu-jitsu, we'll call that a high day. And then Sunday, off, clearly a low day. What we want to avoid, you know, as you create these distinctions of your high, you know, more intense, harder to recover from, more stressful training days, and medium days and low days, we don't want to put high days back to back to back. In the same way, if you were just planning out lifting, you don't want to go, you know, squat, deadlift, squat, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. You want to spread that out Monday, Wednesday, Friday, or something like that, you know, to satisfy the principle of SRA. Those principles that we talk about and principles of strength training are not just for powerlifting. They're not just for weightlifting. They can be applied to all sport training. Just the lens of specificity is going to change some things. So, you know, I feel like I do well training jiu-jitsu, you know, every 24 to 36 hours. As we get closer to this competition in Las Vegas, I started training jiu-jitsu more frequently. Earlier, you know, 2-3 months ago, I was just going Monday night, Wednesday morning, Thursday night, Saturday, and then I started adding in the Tuesday, you know, low-intensity fundamentals class, and then more training on Thursdays, but had to, you know, because jiu-jitsu was becoming more and more important there the closer I got to the competition, so the lifting got back down a little bit. You know, I still lifted on the same structure, and the primary lift stayed about the same, but started cutting out more accessory work. So that's really the main idea that you need to take into account, is you want to consolidate your stressors to the same days as you go as you get closer to competition, or you get closer to whatever kind of peak you're trying to create. So that the hard training days, the hard jiu-jitsu days and hard lifting days, even though it might seem a little bit counterintuitive for them to be together on the same day, doing that allows the next day or the next 2 days maybe to be designated really for more recovery, maybe technical work in jiu-jitsu or in your lifting. But if you're just trying to go hard every day or alternating hard jiu-jitsu day, hard lifting day, hard jiu-jitsu day, hard lifting day, you're never going to be able to recover during that. So it's very important to consolidate those stressors. You know, put your big days, your big lifting, and your hardest jiu-jitsu training on the same days. If you want to take some of your accessory lifting and put that on a low day with, you know, real technical light drilling for jiu-jitsu, that could be a great strategy as well. There's a lot of potential ways that, that this can be done, but that's really the concept to take away from it, is the consolidation of stressors and creating this high-low or high-medium-low sequencing, or trying to avoid multiple high days in a row. So wish me luck this weekend in Las Vegas. If you're there, come say hi. You know, that's always a good time. We're in Las Vegas. Maybe we'll party. Who knows? And be on the lookout for that upcoming Juggernaut Performance Summit in Southern California. Registration is going to open for that very soon. Subscribe to the YouTube, listen to the Jug Life, all that good stuff. JuggernautCoaching.com for all your online coaching needs. Powerlifting, weightlifting, strongman, super total, and power building, all of those. And get my books. Bench Manual came out last week. Squat Manual, Thoughtful Pursuit of Strength, Beginner's Guide to Powerlifting, Scientific Principles of Strength Training, all that good stuff. If you're looking for good beers, like Superfan, codename Superfan, from Odd 13 Brewing, I got that at Tavour. You can check them out through the link in my profile. All kinds of great beers from all over the country, all over the world, delivered right to your door, just with a couple clicks of the app. This was Beers with Chad. Thanks for listening. Cheers. We'll see you next week.